Okay, this is the 1-19-2010 meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Finance Committee. It's 9:10 p.m., and I'm calling this open session of our committee to order. And the first order of business is to call the roll. So that I would ask our secretary, Mr. R. Paul Martin, if he would be so kind as to do that.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here. Do you hear me?
I hear you. Sherry Gendelman.
Here.
Mike Jones.
Here.
Lizette King.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Fred Flender.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Simon Pius.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, everybody's here.
Okay, fantastic. And we
and Arlene is here.
That Arlene is here, too. R-E-D, Arlene Engelhardt. Not a voting member of the committee, but nonetheless an active participant. Okay, so for tonight's meeting, we have two items. First is an announcement from the ED regarding CPB funding, and the second is to approve the final version of the National Office budget.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I had sent forward a motion earlier today and then also previously about asking the recommending that the audit committee do an ongoing monitoring of the management letter. This went back and forth between us and them. And it
okay, Susan, why don't I put that on after the National Office budget?
You got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so our agenda is the announcement re CPB funding, final review
okay.
of National Office budget, and a motion from Susan Young regarding the management letter. So are there any objections to that agenda? No objections. Okay, so we move on. So the first order of business is an announcement regarding CPB money from Arlene.
Okay, no further news on, you know, the major CPB funding for this year. But we did receive two of the stimulus checks. I'm sorry, but I don't have the exact amount in front of me, but it was just under $16,000 for KPFT and just over $35,000 for WBAI, and we have not yet received the other three checks. And just as a point of information, I did check with WMNF to see what they received, and they received about $14,000. So it would appear that what other stations are receiving, although it is less than I'd been led to believe it might be at the beginning.
That's still very good news.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
I mean, if it kept on, it would be like $150,000 or $120,000 for the network. That's pretty good. Yes, LaVarne?
I would just like to say that this is really terrific, and this is what we had talked about, I guess, when we first, after the Obama administration came in, we talked about trying to if this would happen for the stations from CPB. And I would just like to say that there were a lot of doubters about it and told me I was crazy, but it did happen. This is wonderful for us, particularly for BAI, because of we have some other issues that has caused our fulfillment not to progress like we wanted it to. So yeah, this is really good.
Okay,
can I say something?
Yes.
Two things.
Who's that?
One, for the purpose of the record, I'd like the ED to tell us exactly what CPB is, what's the criteria for receiving funding. And secondly, is there any way we can explore that same stimulus package to help the entire network get some money to modernize our equipment? And I'll tell you why I say this. The Washington Post covered one of our programmers on Saturday night, and it was, I mean, I didn't like the way they covered it, describing how antiquated our equipment was, the state of the cleanliness of it, and that sort of thing. And you know, it's time for us to update our equipment, and I believe that this administration, they have something somewhere that would help people with, you know, the modern technology. So if somebody could explore that. But most importantly, can we know what exactly the CPB is about? I have a comment to make after that.
CPB is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and it basically administers the funds that come out as part of the national budget each year for public and community television and radio stations. By far the bulk of their funds go to television stations, you know, public television stations. They also have some grants called, and that's, you know, we get a certain amount of money each year that's part of that, and it's based on certain criteria that we submit each year CPB as part of the annual report. Another type of funding that they have, and I think this is what you're referring to, Lizette, is PPTFP grants. Anyway, they're for built by, for equipment and conversion to digital.
Right.
And some of our stations have already received grants for, you know, that qualify under that, and those are ongoing available to some degree, but they are grants that can be applied for by our stations who qualify for whatever the criteria of the particular segment of the grant that they're applying for.
And does the criteria include diversity of the board?
That's one of the criteria on the main CB grant. Yes, it gives you so to speak points toward funding if you have a diverse board that meets certain criteria.
Right. I think the comment I want to make, I'm not sure how many people are aware of the fact that PFW carries that burden. If it weren't for PFW, we will not be qualifying when you look across the board. So I just want to put that on record.
Okay, thank you, Lizette.
Okay,
so if there's no more comments about CPB, we can move on to the National Office Budget.
Jamie, I have a quick question, if I may.
Okay, but if we could keep ourselves brief, I would really appreciate it. The main point of this meeting is to approve the National Office Budget. Okay, so I heard LaVarne and Fred.
Yeah, just briefly, the engineer that works with the contract engineer that works with PFW and also some with BAI, he is exploring in terms of funding for that particular funding for in terms of the transmitter, because he's had success in the past in terms of getting funding, but I think it may be matching for a transmitter for, I think, Howard University's radio station. So he is trying to work that, and I think, and I know he's talked with, I'm pretty sure he's talked with Grigsby about it, so we don't know. I can't tell you the status. John might have Al Mala might have a better take on that. So he has talked about that in trying to.
And PTFT grants do require matching.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and I also heard Fred.
Yeah, thank you. I believe that I'm speaking from what I understood of the great tutorial Grace gave me when I became treasurer, that a number of the stations, the majority perhaps, but not all, obtained CPB funding for the conversion to digital that was just mentioned. Is that important for us? Is it going ahead this year? And are we endeavoring to obtain similar funding for, was it the two stations that do not have it? But what's the importance? What's happening to complete the use of those funds? And how important is the funds?
Okay, folks, if we really want to get into that, that could be a conversation, but I would really rather not. Can somebody give a quick answer to that question? Does John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you know where that stands?
Three of our stations, WBAI, KPFK, and WPFW, applied and received the grant for HD radio, I think, in 2007. And unfortunately, we're not in financial shape to fulfill those grants. At this point, there is not a grant period.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Sure.
Okay, so folks, I would really like if we could move on to the main item here, which is the National Office budget. So, let's see.
Jamie, just so you know, Leslie's on the call.
Okay,
listening
hi.
Leslie.
So basically, folks, as we heard from the National Office, what the main sticking point, the main open session sticking point for this budget was that the costs, the direct costs of the affiliates program were not placed into the budget, and now they are. So I don't believe there's any more sticking points to the approval of this budget. So,
Chair?
Yes, hold on one second. I hear you. So basically, we would approve, the motion would be to approve this budget, reserving two issues regarding closed session items, which we've already discussed.
So moved or second or whatever would be needed to advance the cause.
Okay, yeah. It's a committee. So.
Question here.
Yes, so I heard Susan and then Fred.
Yeah, I moved.
Okay, then Fred.
The programs such as the percentage of overall Democracy Now! Cost, has that been included?
Democracy Now! Is part of the National Office budget. It is going to be in the programming expenses. It is going to be on line 105. And the total but for the budget year is going to be $627,000.
But does that discriminate, and should it discriminate, costs to the stations from the cost to the affiliates program? I thought we had talked last time about representing specific costs of the affiliate program.
I believe the way it was decided, those kind of indirect programming costs were not broken out. So the affiliates budget, the affiliates tab, which should be its own tab, it should list expenses, and it should list direct expenses, and it should list income. But let's see, now where is the affiliates tab? I guess it's still not incorporated into this. It's its own item.
The stations are central service, and thereby deferring Democracy Now! Costs. The affiliates program is part of the National Office, paying Democracy Now! Costs. And we are in arrears to Democracy Now! And we the individual stations to fulfill that. It just strikes me that a better perspective, not now if need be, but in the future, as to program costs and expenses would be essential were we to do some of what we want to do, particularly in these difficult times.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, well, just so people understand, we did get an affiliate budget sent on the same email with this budget. I had hoped it would actually be a separate tab within the National Office budget, but it isn't. So it shows a direct cost to the affiliates and total revenue, and total revenue is a good deal more than direct cost. So there is some extra money that goes to the national, you know, goes to cover other National Office expenses coming from the affiliate program. But so that's Democracy Now. Okay, are there any other questions regarding this budget? Okay, well, that's good. So hearing none. Let's see, we have a motion.
I read what I have?
Yeah, why don't you read what you have?
To approve the FY10 National Office budget with two closed session items.
Let's see, the language that was proposed was reserving two issues regarding closed session items.
Okay, so it's to approve the FY10 National Office budget reserving two issues regarding closed session items.
Exactly. Very good. Okay, so that's our motion. Is there any objection to this motion? Okay. Any objection? Okay, I hear no objection.
I'm going to abstain, Jamie. This is Sherry.
Okay, if you like, we could take a roll call vote. But
I don't. I may be the only one that's abstaining.
Okay, so we'll note that.
This is Fred. I'd like to abstain for the reason I just stated. I think we need to resolve or to receive greater detail.
Okay, so why don't we, our poll, why don't you take a roll call vote?
Chair, before we do that, what was the reason we need to do what?
We're actually taking a vote right now, so I don't want to actually debate the issue, but I will say...
I'm not debating the issue. I want to be a part of the meeting. What did the member say?
That we need more information regarding the who's paying for Democracy Now! And stuff like that, and breaking out the cost, indirect cost of the affiliate program.
Thank you.
Okay, R. Paul, could you please call the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Sherry Gundelman.
Abstain.
Mike Jones.
Yes.
Lizette King.
Yes.
Fred Flunder.
Abstain, please.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Simon Pius. Jamie Ross?
Yes.
LeVarne Williams?
Yes.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Absolutely.
Let's see, what was it? Simon Pius? Okay, not voting. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yes. 0 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you very, very much. So that one's done. So, folks, just to give you a final update on the budget, what I'm going to do is to take this one and the PFW and the archives to the PNB meeting this Friday, and we'll hopefully they will approve them, and we will have budgets for the current fiscal year. And with those budgets, National can prepare a one consolidated budget, which is the budget or the budget that views the entire foundation as one thing and doesn't break it up into units. I believe that with all the individual budgets approved, the consolidated budget just falls into place. There's no.
Jamie, this is LeVarne.
No degrees of freedom there. Yes?
Virgil, or can Virgil just give us an update on where we stand with the consolidated budget? Virgil, are you there?
Yes. Well, yes. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. To be blunt, the problem with the consolidated budget is that every single area has different lines and different items, and the consolidated budget does not, you know, like basically you should be able to link all of them, you know, at once, one formula, and then copy it over. You cannot do that because each area, KPFA, has certain lines that WBI does not have. So what I've been doing is I've been consolidating each budget. So in other words, any item on KPFA that do not find on WBAI, you still put that as a line and you just put zero so that they all have the same format, the same shape, the same items and everything else. So that process is probably 50% through. Once everything matches, it should be easy to just link and just do the formulas. And I would just urge everybody to follow this budget. In other words, whatever you find, whatever field you find in the consolidated should be in every single budget, every single area. Each line, each cell should match. And that's not happening. That's the problem.
Okay, thank you for that update, Bertolt. But the numbers... I mean, the numbers are fixed now.
Yeah,
the formatting is a problem.
Just like you see the WBR, the WPFW budget, you will be able to double-click, and then it would link you to wherever it's coming from.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so I'm going to bring these to the PNB on Friday. Hopefully they'll be approved, and we will have approved budgets for every unit in the foundation and a consolidated budget by default. And that these budgets will be the basis or can be the basis of whatever presentations are made at the PNB. Now we can do comparisons of budget to actuals, and actual monitoring of our financial position can move forward. So that's the hope there.
Not success. Well, we will absolutely be able to do that. But also, we have to have the audit sign off on the actual, so that we can actually but for the Great Plains database, so we can restart it, so we'll have the actuals from the prior year. But we will have them. I'm just saying, it's not like.
Okay. Good. Okay. So the next item is going to be a motion from Susan Young. With regard to monitoring issues that were pointed out by the auditor in the management letters of 2008, and we assume in 2009. And
shall I read the motion?
Yeah, why don't you read the motion?
And I have forwarded it to all committee members. Motion, the NSC recommends that the Pacific National Board instruct and monitor management's development of strategies and implementation measures to address deficiencies and material weaknesses identified in management letters in conjunction with the 2008 and 2009 audits. That board monitoring take the form of such actions as delegating the ongoing monitoring responsibility to the audit committee, reports be given to the board at least monthly, as the board adopt policies and procedures that address these deficiencies as developed by management. These actions need to be initiated immediately.
Okay, would you, so that's Susan's motion. Do you want to point out why we should pass this?
Yeah, we had a lot of discussion last year about, was there a responsibility for following up on the 2008 management letter? Where did it reside? We had a lot of discussions in our NFC meetings about there were financial control deficiencies. Were these things that we were addressing? And we also had a lot of difficulty with monitoring budget implementation. And so when we went through the whole business about greater financial controls, I drafted this motion to go to the PNB. I checked with Arlene. She thought it was probably most appropriate for the audit committee to be the entity that's reviewing it. I happen to agree with that because I think the NFC is going to have its hands full with budget implementation monitoring and with getting going on the next budgets.
Okay, so basically we're saying to the board that you need to get going on this, and we advise you to assign this task to the audit committee, but you need to pay attention.
Correct, and have it regularly scheduled. I brought it up often and it just never hit the radar screen. So I think that if it's a regularly scheduled responsibility adopted by the board, managed by the audit committee, and a clear expectation to management that follows through is more likely to really occur.
Okay, thank you. Okay, does everybody understand this motion, and is there any objection to it? Are there any comments on it?
A question, Jamie, if I could.
Yes, go ahead.
It strikes me that this is something well within our new executive director's ability to prosecute. Is that not the case? Is it not within the scope of the CFO, for example, to do an internal audit? Why do we need a resolution? This is primarily informational. I'm just to understand why something as basic as this requires a resolution. Clearly, the authority is there, is it not? At this point,
if I can respond to that, the board was advised by our general counsel and the auditor that it is the board's responsibility to assure that there is sound financial management, and that the board has the responsibility. It doesn't stop with senior management. It stops with the board. I think that it is helpful to senior management. I'm somebody who serves as an executive director, that the board recognizes its responsibility, steps into that responsibility, and backs up management 100% in having that be a priority. Having the ongoing communication reside with a particular committee means that it's more likely to be conducted with diligence by the board. And the audit committee is the entity that has the most conversations, or really has the conversations with the auditor. So interpreting what the management letter means and what is responsive to the management letter is something where they have that, communication and relationship already established. I think the board has failed this last year in making it a priority. Board that has to make it a priority.
Okay, is it not? The only thing I would perhaps wonder is, if that is the case, is it not the responsibility of this finance committee to continue to be involved in ensuring best business practice of the most really fundamental kind at the various stations? Clearly, the audit committee needs a certain degree of independence and latitude to operate, but I think I understand the point now and appreciate it, but would wonder whether we don't need to be very careful about removing this this oversight capability entirely from the purview of a broad and at least partially directly elected body, namely this body.
The audit committee is equally elected, is as elected as this body is. They both report to the national board. And this, the National Finance Committee would continue to have ongoing working relationship with the CFO and the ED, and would identify problems with budget implementation, and would probably have a lot of conversation about financial management problems as well.
Okay.
I would only wonder whether the base of this, to the best of my knowledge, individual treasurers from the individual stations do not have a representation on the audit committee, and that uniformity of practice, of basic financial practice, pretty clear out of the various standards. Is really nice to drive via dialogue between the station and national and vice versa. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thanks. So we've had some comment on this motion. Basically, it's an advisory motion saying please pay attention to this, and we think the audit committee should take the lead as far as committee work.
Good.
Is there any
Jamie?
Other comments? Yes?
Yeah, this is Bruce.
Okay, Bruce.
Yeah. Something is... I was going to ask, and you just sort of began to allude to it. And that's it. The motion sounds fine to me as it goes, but it is true. If it's only advisory, it seems like it can be ignored. So the question I have is, should there be some
well,
consequence?
It can be. We're an advisory body to the national board. We're advising the national board to do something. That's all we can do.
Uh-huh.
You know, the consequence is if they don't do anything, then we'll keep advising them until they finally listen.
Until
they kind of get tired of hearing it. But basically, there is no, you know, we can't hold a hammer over the Pacifica National Board.
Well, could I ask Susan a question?
Yes, go.
Since it's her motion?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
So I'm wondering in your motion, you mentioned that it should be a monthly, the responsibility should be reports given to the board at least monthly. And that's what I'm wondering is when those reports are given, if the report is, well, nothing's been done, then
then the board
what happens then?
Well, it is the board's responsibility. The board evaluates the performance of management, evaluates the executive director and the chief financial officer.
So this would play into, okay.
And come back over and over again and say...
But it could also be a question of the board's evaluation of management then.
That's exactly what it goes to.
Okay, good. So there's something there.
Oh, absolutely.
To listen, okay.
I mean, right. It gives them real measurables, and it says this is your job, and we're paying attention to it. And this is one of the a very important basis on which we're going to evaluate your performance.
Right. Good.
Can I?
Okay, Lizette.
No, I'll just wait to vote abstain
okay.
on this thing.
Okay, that's fine. Is there any other comment about this motion? Once again, this is this is an advisory motion. It's not really. We can probably move right through here. There's nothing dangerous here. It's basically we're asking the board to pay attention to this. The fact is that the board really didn't pay attention to it over the last year until recently. So. Okay, so is there? Why don't we go to a vote then? Is there any objection to this motion?
I'll abstain.
Okay, Lizette would abstain. And so we'll note that, pass without objection, and Lizette King abstained. Paul, did you get that?
Well, actually, that's not how you do it, but I'll write that down.
How would you do it?
Well, if it's passed without objection, that's it. An abstention is not an objection.
Okay.
And so you would just have it passed without objection.
Okay.
If somebody wants, really wants the abstention in the record, we have to do a vote.
Okay. Well, why don't we do pass without objection? I mean, I agree with your understanding of that phrase.
Mr. Chair, I move we adjourn.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. I will. That's a good motion. First, let me just take a small point of personal privilege before we do. This will be the last meeting of this committee. There will be a new National Finance Committee composed of the same five treasurers and the same CFO, of course, and the same ED as a non-voting member, but with five new members of the Pacifica Board who will be elected at the meeting 2 weekends, in like 11 days in Washington, D.C. There's an in-person PNB meeting. And so after they are chosen, the people that make up the committee then we'll have to set up your next meetings and go forward from there. So I wish you all the best of luck. This is a big job, and Pacifica still does face dire financial circumstances, so you'll have a lot on your plate. I hope you guys get the best information that you need. If you don't get good information, your job is to push for it so you can do your job of oversight. And I'd also like to thank the outgoing members. Sherry Gendelman, Grace Aaron, Susan Young, and Lizette King. We're all directors, and we're all going off the national board, I think. So I thank you for all your service over the past year. I believe we've gotten some things done. We've had a lot of meetings, and we got to spend a lot of quality time together. So that's my point of privilege.
Point of personal privilege, everybody would be fortunate to ever work with a chair like Jamie Ross. You have done an absolutely superb job. The reason why we are where we are is because of the incredible job you've done.
I agree.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you, our Paul. You're right. You're complimenting a great deal to me. Okay, folks. So we have a motion to adjourn on the floor. Is there any objection to adjourning?
Now, a quick question, Jamie. When might we hear an announcement to when the next meeting would be then?
Well, what it's going to be, I have to give all your information to, the PNB people. Alberto Luera will likely be on the committee, and Summer Reese, who was also here last week, will likely be on the committee. I'll give the emails to them and some other likely PNB members, and they'll have to get in touch with you to set a date. So it probably will not be announced or noticed until after the PNB. Well, I mean, do folks think that's the best way to do it? I don't believe it makes sense for us to set a date.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I think we should wait until after the new members are chosen, which will be in a week and a half.
Okay.
Okay, so people will get in touch. Okay, so hearing no objection to adjourning, this meeting is adjourned. Thanks.
Thank you, Jamie. Good night.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.